Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Garcia moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground for an out. Avila scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen, who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia is hit by the pitch. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and tags Avila for the out. Garcia moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Mullen moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Eddie Lake pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Don Callaway. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Mullen moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Charlie Keller now playing right field. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Neil Berry pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Newhouser goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.